road is closed. Listen, lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long. Oh, too long.
Welcome to Wednesday Comics. To my left, AP18 himself. Alex, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing well.
To my left, G-Dub himself, how you doing?
Doing good.
Wednesday Comics Podcast. My name is Marvin. Here on November 7th, 2023. I'm not even sure if that's the correct date. That's what it says in front of me. But the time is also messed up on this computer, though. It says 7:50. That's not the right time. And it's not even messed up because of daylight savings. 7:50. Jesus. Wednesday Comics Podcast, we talk about comic books, and we'll talk to you about Local Man number 4 this week from Tim Seeley and Mr. Tony Fleece. We'll talk about that. I did want to say, ask a couple of things here, but I need to bring our little friend on board here. Where is he at? People, invite. Let's see. Not on. Oh, he's top 5 this time. God, I was feeling like I'm going to call somebody else. Here we go. Well, while we're waiting for him, I was going to start out the old podcast here. And I was going to ask, Gary, are you keeping up with that Loki show?
I've only watched the... Well, here, let this guy come on in.
This is hashtag guest host one. How may I help you this evening?
There he is, the entertainment king of the entertainment capital of the world, a little side of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Formerly of the Twin Cities, and formerly before that of the Land of the Falls. Corey, giving you a little ring-a-ding-ding on the old radio show here. Podcast is what they call it, actually.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
And I was just asking Garrett, and he's about to answer this, and then I want to get your answer after this, about how Loki has been so far.
I've enjoyed Loki. Like, hey, I mean, you know, compared to Secret Invasion... Yeah, night and day better. I just think of every time that I watch an episode of Loki, I think back to episode 6 of Secret Invasion, and this is full spoilers, where the episode description says Nick Fury must do something to save the world. And I'm like, he doesn't even do shit. It's the other person.
I know, he kind of just keels over and is like, don't be bad.
He just had to put on his, the jacket, and he's Nick Fury. He superheroed up. Anyway, that's right.
So I watched the first two episodes of Loki, and I think they're really good. Just been kind of busy, haven't been able to keep up on the Wednesday nights, so definitely need to do a binge in the last couple episodes. But I love Owen Wilson, I think the story with Loki has been pretty good.
Yeah. Nope, I agree. Yeah, it's just
pretty, has it got my hype train up enough? Not quite.
No, but I'm just saying it's like its own separate thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like you can just focus on it, and I don't know. Yeah, I won't give too much away, but
I haven't watched any of them. I haven't started it.
Like even the season 1?
Well, that one I watched. I mean season 2.
Oh.
I haven't watched the Marvel show since Secret Invasion. Like, that literally was, like, the nail in the coffin for me for all that stuff. And we talk about it over and over again, so I don't want to get back into the whole MCU thing. But I just was curious because to have these check-ins when we have Loki Season 2 coming out and we have the Marvels in 3 days, and I don't think they haven't released the reviews for that yet, which I don't know. I think before in the past, maybe I'm wrong. For these Marvel movies, don't they at least release them, like, that week? Like
yeah,
embargo?
I haven't seen any kind of influencer. You know, the influencers usually see it like a week or two before. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. I always see like before. It's kind of when I know that, hey, the review should be coming out soon because on like Twitter or TikTok, I'll see people start talking about it. And I look at them and they go, okay, these guys are influencers. And that's, they saw a screening of it. But, I haven't seen anything.
I wonder if there's like a review embargo or something like that or whatever they call that.
I know they just recently were a lot because, you know, the SAG strike, they were just
They can't promote. You're right.
Oh, that's probably
why. That is 100% what it is. Because even the influencers were following SAG rules and not trying to promote stuff. So that is exactly what it is. Never mind. But still, I mean, the review itself from the movie reviewers, that's still something going on. And they here we are on a Tuesday night. The movie comes out in essentially 2 days if you go see it on that Thursday night. And I don't even know if it's good yet.
Well, honestly, that's to its credit. Like, you know, there's so many of these movies where you wish that they wouldn't show as much as they do in the trailers. So it could be the case here.
I heard they just released the final trailer and they teased somebody, which I'm not sure who, but it sounds like maybe a
X-Men
character.
Oh, really?
Or something. Yeah. Like something totally left field to get people to want to go.
I was going to say it was probably Star Fox because he was in the Eternals movie, but...
I know about it's the prince.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that guy. I don't know.
Prince? What prince?
I don't know.
He's in the trailer.
Oh, okay. I see...
The big thing coming up, though, Marvel Spotlight, the new Marvel Spotlight, you know, that they're going to do instead of doing these just random TV shows and, like, Echo trailer. Was so fucking good with Kingpin.
Right.
Holy shit. Was
goddamn
that
spoilers right away.
Who cares?
He's alive. Spoilers? He's alive.
He's wearing an eye patch. He's fine. We a lot of meat to get through, man.
Am I wrong, Alex? The last we knew, he was dead?
Last we knew, he got shot in the face.
You heard shot.
But they even show you, like, 2 seconds into it that he's there. I mean, it's the thumbnail, so. You gotta blame Marvel on the spoilers.
I guess. Well, that's what I mean in the spoiler when Garrett posted it. Literally the screenshot is Kingpin, so I was like, spoilers, Jesus.
Did you not watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Dude! Okay, I'm gonna spoil the shit out of this. The first minute is literally Kingpin beating the shit out of somebody and getting his, like, knuckles all bloody. So, it's fucking intense. Like, it brought me right back to, like, Netflix Daredevil.
I mean... The thing with the Netflix Daredevil is you're bringing up, and now they're trying to bring that series over to Disney because of these strikes that we were talking about. I believe they went back and are rewriting the whole plot line for that. And I know that Vincent D'Onofrio, who plays Kingpin, wasn't too happy with what they were doing. So I'm not sure what they're trying to do with that season. And I'm also kind of curious, like, what was the initial plan? Was to do a born again kind of adaptation, or was it really to just use that as a title and then make a unique storyline? But it sounds like whatever the plan was before, they finally made the call to be like, hey, let's revamp this.
I heard it was focused on, like, court procedural more than it was, like, Daredevil, and that, like, you wouldn't see Daredevil till, like, episode 4.
Which would be the dumbest idea.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I did see that, yeah. And I just thought of you saying that we didn't see Swamp Thing to that last issue.
I was just going to say, it's like reading a Swamp Thing comic and not seeing him until issue 6. That's what it feels like.
I mean, if it's 4 out of 18, though, that's not bad.
4 out of 16.
Either way, it's 1/4 through. That's not bad.
Yeah. But I'm still
that's too long.
Did they confirm? I can't remember if they confirm or if Karen Page or if,
no.
You know, the... No, they're not.
Nothing about them yet.
They better be, because I'm like, oh, it's such a good dynamic between the
I think
three
they said something about they didn't have any plans to bring them back yet. But that could also be them just saying that, and then we'll watch and they'll show up. Probably in episode 5, Garrett, just for your enjoyment.
That's cool. As long as I see Daredevil before that. Sure.
Well, and did you guys watch the Echo trailer all... three of you?
I did. No. Marvin didn't. Neither did Alex Skies.
Well, I was going to spoil something else, but just go watch it as we're on a subject.
My life is not ruined if you spoil a little bit of a show.
Well,
that
if you blink and you miss it, Daredevil is in the trailer. So.
I didn't see it.
What suit?
You'll have to look closer. It's like midway through and you see him falling back.
Is it yellow and red or just
no,
red?
No, it's the just red.
Fuck yes!
Are they going to fix that mask?
I don't know.
That's the only thing I didn't like about Netflix. I thought the mask was a little off.
The mask was more of a helmet, though. It wasn't even so much of a mask.
I thought it showed too much face. I think that's what it was. I remember it almost looked like it was weird
on him.
If
that's its biggest problem... I'm okay with that.
No, I know. It's not a big deal. I'm just saying.
Like, you know,
Homeboy had just a kind of weird shaped face, and so maybe they didn't know how to make a mask for that guy.
I was gonna say they got a lot, like there's a lot riding on that Daredevil show, because I'm like, you had three baller seasons of the Netflix show. Like, oh, that third season I had such a great time with. It was so good.
Alex, you need to watch. I know, Martin, did you finally watch it?
I think I watched it before any of you guys.
Yeah, well, I know Alex hasn't watched it. He needs to.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. That third season, sounds especially. Like shit. No. I mean, it does end in kind of a way that you can, it doesn't leave anything. Like, they knew it was probably going to be coming up here, that they were going to get the axe. But as you were stating, Corey, like, there is a lot right on it. I think the most is just credibility. Like, if they can take this thing that people enjoyed and we thought it was, like, the tone of the show and everything was good, and then Disney puts it out and it's not even close and it's bad, I think that just loses all credibility, and you lose a lot of fans basically being like, they can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, this will be a big test, too, with Echo, because Echo is the first mature audience.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Show. Yeah, it's TVMA. So,
you know, that goes back to, I think it was Bob Iger, that when he came back, he said that they need to look to diversify more because they had only content for families. And then if you look at their kind of IPs that they own Star Wars, Marvel, Nat Geo, like the things on Disney Plus, basically. And he was like, so like, what reason does an adult without any kids have to get our product if there's nothing for them? And that's when they started putting like Deadpool on there and X-Men and decided to kind of mix the lines, because they had originally, in the United States at least, put all the mature stuff on Hulu, and they've been kind of merging the two a little bit here and there. And they just actually just bought full control of Hulu. Disney did. They bought out Comcast. And so I think we're going to get a total merge here upcoming. Well, there's both of them together. Similar to how they've done internationally, like they've had Star? Yeah, Star, which is basically Disney Plus and Hulu together. So,
wow.
But it just makes sense, though. Like, if that is going to be mature, like, that's exactly what I'm seeing right now, is that these people who you went through phase 1, 2, 3 with, like, they're not that age anymore, and they're looking for something that kind of keeps up with their kind of sensibilities now, and that is something a little more mature and adult, and not so much a family affair, especially if you're talking about a 20 to 30 year old that has no kids. Like, they don't want something that, and not that you can't make it for, and I can't make it for everybody, but so far those movies are not entirely for everybody.
Like, right,
they're definitely trying hard to make it appeal to like young 20 males, and then they've tried to kind of branch out and try to get the female audience, even though the female audience came along anyways, but they've been trying, like, specifically now trying to do it. And then for some reason, when it became super popular, they went super safe. I feel like, Corey, do you feel like it's been sterile since basically the end of Endgame?
Basically, like, No Way Home was a spike, obviously, for nostalgia's sake. Like, that was a pretty big monumental thing, but otherwise, I mean, you know, you've had some good movies, but nothing that's like captured the heart of like those first.
No, it all feels safe. It all feels like they didn't want to try to do like a Winter Soldier anymore. That was like very much a political kind of thriller, and they didn't want to try to do something that even took as long as they did to get Infinity War and Endgame. Like, they weren't interested in making any more Avengers movies, I guess. Like, and they're just building to it. But then again, if you think about it, like, that first Avengers movie came at the end of what, phase two?
No, phase one.
It did phase one. Okay. Well, then, like, we're how many phases into this new thing? Two, three?
Well, this was phase, we're in one movie into phase five.
Yeah. Where's the big group movie? Where's the big, you know, event?
Yeah.
And I just feel like they're moving at a, such a slow pace right now, and there's such little payoff because they spread themselves so thin that, and once again, we're talking about this again, but it just annoys me because as the thing you guys posted, it's just like, God, remember those fucking days? And right. I just want to be invested again. And when Corey, when I'm playing Spider-Man 2 here, and no spoilers, so I know, I understand you're not playing it.
Yeah, it'll be like a year, so please be nice.
No, I was just going to say, playing that, you just realize, like, how much they could be doing with the things that they own, and they don't go that, like, even something as simple as like a storyline that doesn't have to be interconnected and take 10 films to tell, like, make one good movie, like make one solid standalone piece of entertainment, like this Spider-Man 2 is. And like, when I'm done with that game, I'm just like, holy shit, I want to go read some Spider-Man comics, do this, this, and this, depending what else happened in there. But like, in those movies, I don't even want to see that trailer. Like, I don't even have the energy to click on the link that Garrett presented to us. And I believe me, Garrett, I had time. I could.
You gotta watch it.
I was just like, God, this shit again. Maybe because it was Echo, and I was just like, not that I don't like Echo, but it's also once again another new character show.
Right.
And yet,
at least she was introduced though in Hawkeye.
But they don't feel like anything's building to anything. It feels like we're just laying out a bunch of bricks, and it's like, we're supposed to build a wall here, people. And now I just got bricks all over the lawn.
It's like they need one of those team-up movies to bring everything together. So I think they are building the Secret Wars, but they're doing it in a weird way.
And I just I just can't wait till we get to that point, and that movie's going to be called Eternals 2. So, you know,
Black. I was going to say, Sony side, there's one movie that's going to change it all, and that's the Aunt May movie that'll eventually come up.
Corey,
is it her crawling out of the grave or what?
Damn.
Corey, let me get this. Let me get your take on this Blade movie. Is that ever going to come out?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of kerfuffle in the last week on stuff I've seen that it seems like, I don't know, they're like changing it or might potentially even be axing it. I don't know.
I know, that's what I've been hearing too. They basically like have restarted it like four times.
I don't understand because like Mahershala Ali is amazing. So it's like,
even I saw reports that he's ready to walk away because it's like,
that's what I was going to say.
Are you like, making this or what?
He literally got hired right after Moonlight, which literally was like, what, 6 years ago now?
Right.
And like, not that his kind of buzz has died down, but the thing that he was like in the limelight and certainly one of what maybe the 5 to 10 actors that was really popular at the time. And it's like, now that kind of died down by now. And it's like, give this guy a shot to do Blade or, you know, just let him go.
Right.
Let him go do something else because I feel like, not that he's being held back by Blade, but also like, I feel like he could be doing something else right now with maybe another franchise. So,
right.
You know, like Alex, if you were to cast him in DC, who would you cast him as?
When you cast him as Jon Stewart?
No.
I feel like Jon Stewart is more of a military guy. I don't get that from Mr. Ali.
What about Sinestro?
Sinestro's not bad. Sinestro's not bad.
That's just because like he was so good as Cottonmouth. So.
And now that we got final,
good bad guy.
Now that we have official confirmation that none of that LDC stuff, the Zack Snyder stuff, is part of the new stuff, those actors will be recast.
Black Manta.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good because, like you said, they're recasting it anyways. Which, by the way, that actor who played him in the first Aquaman was really good. Oh, I even totally forgot that Aquaman 2 is coming out in literally 2 months. But that's a different case. We don't argue about that one, about the DC universe, because there's no hope right there. Right? Good. We gotta wait till
set no bar.
We gotta wait till James Gunn makes his first movie. And then we can start talking about that. But, I don't know. But I just feel like, I don't know, give me something, right? I feel like Star Wars is having a resurgence. I think they found their footing with the Star Wars stuff, and like they're making good content come out of there. Not only Andor, but Ahsoka, I hear that is good.
Yeah,
like,
so good.
Even like so much so, like the we'll call them fragments. That come off of it. Like there's a kids Disney Junior Jedi show, and that's not half bad either. So I mean, like, if that could course correct, then Marvel can course correct. Because I feel like Star Wars was way worse than the worst Marvel movie.
Is I'm gonna true? Say it again. You know what will fix everything? Stop doing the shows. Stop it.
I agree. Those should
go
all be
back to doing your movies.
Those should all be characters that you would never put in the movie or these one shot seasons.
Right.
or like the what if thing. That's perfect. What if that deserves a TV show, right? You're dealing with multiverse shit, but it doesn't have anything to impact the movies. And I feel like that's what people feel like too. Like, it is so spread out that they feel like they're doing homework now. Like, checking off a box. Okay, I guess I got to know about this fucking character. And then they don't show up ever again, and then they get frustrated.
Right.
Like, where is my Eternals 2? Angelina Jolie?
It's in the bottom of the barrel where that first one was.
It's heading towards the sun, probably. It's heading towards that goddamn sun.
They're still with Ereshkigal, you know? They're just riding that pony.
Icarus flew too close to the sun? Damn, what a good plot point.
It not even more nuanced than that. It's just that he flew too close to the sun, and so at the end he flies close to the sun. That's it. No, you don't have to figure anything out. Not complex. They acted like in that movie, though. By the way, I'm not. When I say that I like that movie, I like it the first time I watched it. I have no interest in ever seeing it again. But they also do feel like, as you just stated, Garrett, like that simple thing and like such on the nose, but they act like it's very complex in the story. And it's like, okay, right. Calm down. Quit putting yourself in the back. Everybody knows about fucking Icarus.
Yeah, it's not like he was created as a superhero first. So
I'm so waiting for them to talk about that fucking celestial that started coming out of the earth. Nobody ever talked about that shit.
Skate park now.
Yeah, I guess so. They didn't really give a shit. Like, I never heard. Like, where's the fucking Falcon and them being like, guys, this fucking celestial came out of the fucking Earth.
That's where I thought they were going rather than Kang. I was like, okay, you set up the groundwork for Celestials. Oh, just kidding. You're abandoning that storyline. Never mind.
Bro, there's been like 15 things like that.
Yeah. Damage control. They're really good at their jobs.
Probably. I mean, Easter egg in Spider-Man 2, they have a building in that game. So, oh, sorry on spoilers. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
But I will say one thing about that game, Corey, just to kind of like whet your appetite for when you play it in a year. It's very much the lived-in game, and it probably is the most realistic. Not realistic, I don't want to say that. It's the funnest version of New York I've ever seen.
I love it. Very exciting.
Here we go. Corey, anything else pop up in the news? I'm trying to figure out here. I know Marvel's, you know, we're kind of on the fence there. We'll see how that goes. Hey, speaking of non-superhero movies, I just want to get your take on this. Have you seen the Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, I haven't.
You got 4 hours?
Didn't do very well at the box office.
Yeah, you got four hours to kill?
Because it was a four-hour movie.
No intermission, 4 hours.
Jesus, like, yeah.
They got to slow this fucking down. I can't justify that, 4 hours.
That's a part-time work shift.
They have three showings a day. That's it. You come in at noon, 4 or 8 o'clock. That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sure it's good, but I can't wait for it to stream because then I can pause it.
You're right.
Yeah. And so Oppenheimer was like almost 3, and that was pushing it.
I don't know. It didn't feel like 3.
No, it didn't, but I'm just saying, you know, well, kind of, because when you get to the litigation stuff, I'm like, all right, let's go back to the fun stuff.
You also have to understand, Garrett, this guy can't hold his urine, and he's going to leave, you know, 2 minutes left of the movie, and then back and ask you what happened.
Well, so. The Flower Moons got killed. Jeez.
Jesus. That's why he can pause it, you know? Actually, you know, but today's technology, Corey, you could literally pause the TV, pull it up on your phone, go to the bathroom, come back, and then continue. So you don't lose any time.
It's perfect.
There you go. Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
The biggest fan of the MCU.
Oh, yeah. Number one fan.
All right, Corey, it was a nice little check-in here, but we'll let you hit that hay.
All right, well, this is hashtag guest host one signing off. Stay classy, San Francisco. All right, night, y'all.
Wow, I didn't know they had Texas. Please don't do that.
Night, y'all. San Francisco.
Goddamn Sandy like Cheek stop by. Goddamn Sandy Cheek stop by, huh? Hello, SpongeBob. That's not Sandy Cheeks. I don't know what that was. That was my new character. That was my new character, Dwayne.
Yeah, that sounds like a Dwayne.
Yeah. Actually, it's almost exactly what Todd sounds like. Todd, where'd you grow up? Oh, Georgia? Okay. Garrett, we have a book club.
Wednesday Comics, League of Extraordinary Gentle People, proudly presents.
Local Man, we're reviewing issue 4 this week. But we're talking about volume 1 for the book club. Local Man, Tim Seeley, Tony Fleece. Mr. Simpson here and Mr. Sabrino. Issue 4 is the last issue we ended with Mr. Crossjack himself knocking out that drone so that it wouldn't follow him anymore, and he put on that mask and went out to look at that quarry where Mr. Hodag said he saw a bunch of lights and stuff before to check out and see, dig some more into this mystery. Finds out it's the Crusader himself down there with some creepy tubes because he was looking to spread his seed, we'll say, for the next generation. And then they kind of learn at the end here after, you know, he gets the shit beat out of him, and then the Crusader almost kills the cop, that he basically invented something where he can pass on his powers to the next generation. It kind of ends there with the cop getting a little stabbed. You know, Alex, I don't know if it hit any vital organs, but
the way it was drawn, there's a lot of blood coming out of him, so he may not have. He's gonna be losing a lot of blood. Might be getting kind of sleepy. We'll find out.
Well, he's definitely
not bleed. It was not a little stab. It was a big stab.
That's true. Honestly, to be fair, I didn't see the knife come back out. I just saw the hand go inside him. So who knows?
Was it a knife or was it like a stake, a wooden stake?
It was a big old knife.
Oh, it was okay.
Then when he goes to teleport into the fourth gen, he's the big knife that he's got blood on. So,
is that the last thing that happens in this issue? I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you read the backup thing.
Yeah, then we have the flashback. Very sexy flashback. we're basically at the end, basically the last panel. We'll go to the last panel on this thing. Crusader is sitting outside the tent while Crossjack and his wife, not Crossjack's wife, the Crusader's wife, are inside playing cowboy and cowgirl. And he's outside just praying, being like, give me the strength to get past this. And he's just hearing her, as the book says, quote unquote.
He can't feel. He can't feel it. So he's like,
he just likes to be a man. He just likes to listen from outside and religiously jack off by praying that he could. I don't know. What was he praying for? I forget.
He was just lamenting. I don't think he was praying. I think he was just sitting there
He was what, Alex?
Yeah. He essentially asked Crossjack to do that stuff. And clearly he goes, you know, she told me that you guys kissed, and, you know, he didn't beat the shit out of him then. So then he goes, well, here's the offer for you. Have fun. I can't feel anything, so.
Here it is. And yes, there are some things I cannot give her. The Templar tonic that gave me my powers, it also took from me. Bullets bounce off me, hit me with the truck. I can't feel it, but neither can I feel it when my wife caresses my cheek or my jack. I need you to do something for me. And so I asked the gods' purpose for us. If there was a response, it was drowned out in the cries of feathered dogs and the moaning of my wife. But maybe I know the answer to Infinity's question now. Maybe my purpose isn't to be like Christ. Maybe I'm supposed to be his father. Does he mean the Christ's father or Crossjack's father?
Christ.
I'm not on top with my theology, but isn't Christ and God one and the same?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a 3-for-1 deal?
Well, he's definitely not doing the 3-for-1 deal. He's only getting the 0-for-1 deal.
He only wants the ultimate. Mm-hmm. He wants Old Testament God. That's who he wants to become.
He's 0-2, if you catch my drift.
He wants to be the OG, basically. And so we'll see how that pans out. But I thought this issue is really good. I like there's a lot of humor in this issue along with the action, and I thought that was a nice little mix. The rubber band to the eye, and him jumping over the fence, and then a lot of stuff with that dog. I tell you what about that dog, though. Kind of looks like my dog. And I was a little worried when Pepper went underwater, and also when it was missing. Can't lose his dog. By the way, I swear to God, Tony Fleece, the dog's had enough. All right, and the first and Stray Dogs, you did enough with the dogs. I don't need this dog to get hurt.
He's fine. You know, Camel Crusader is terrifying. Like at the end there, I'm like, oof, that's one guy I would not want to fight.
Yeah,
he just, because he can't feel it either. He just beat the shit out of you.
He can't feel it, and if you're dealing with somebody with that kind of megalomaniac that he thinks that he could be God, there's no stopping that motherfucker.
All right.
He's gonna come for you. Gonna come for you hard. I mean,
whoa,
he can't.
Maybe not. Can't feel it.
Yeah, I forgot. I mean, Alex, even if you couldn't feel it, you could still eventually ejaculate.
Jeez, dude.
I mean, to be fair, I think,
all right, goodbye, female good. Audience.
I mean, it's just,
like, I don't know.
I guess if your body doesn't feel pleasure from it, then you would never actually. Yeah.
Right. That's right. Why he's like, yo. It's, I think of the other guys where it's like, you will call my wife by her name and you will. He's like, you will sleep with my wife.
What am I going to need to do here, Crossjack, is I can't caress her and do other things. So I'm going to need you to be my liaison. Go in there. Now, I understand I'm very rich, but you're going to be in a tent in the middle of nowhere, and I'm just going to sit right outside. It kind of reminded me almost of, and it made me laugh a little bit when I first saw it, because you see the silhouette of them, practicing a little horseback. And reminded me of that scene in Austin Powers.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was just like, so I couldn't help
but
laugh.
I'd ask you not to touch that.
I'm just ready for Crossjack to bend over here to take a fucking umbrella out of his ass. So, Alex, what do you think about this issue?
Okay, there's things that I wanted a little bit more of, and not anything inappropriate, that is. When the rubber band hits the cop in the eye, I never see Crossjack have the rubber band. Like, it's me being picky. All of a sudden, I go from the panel where then they're talking, and then the next panel, he's like, oh, my eye, you shot that rubber band in my eye. When did that happen?
It would have been funny to see that actually happen.
Like, if it would have been like, you got to see the hand with it slung on his finger and they shot him. Like, if there was just one more panel to show from them talking to him getting ready, and then it happens, that I would have enjoyed. Overall, the book is good. I'm just surprised it's taken me this long to get into this book. Because, again, I had it where I was like, oh, I just want to read this first issue. I read the issue. I read the back. And I just want to go to the next thing. They keep going. I do need to remember to go pick up issue 6 so I can keep going after we're done with this. But I'm really, really enjoying this book.
I think also for me, especially like the art, not that it's surprising, but I do kind of, every time I pick up the book and look at it, I'm almost like, it's totally unlike Stray Dogs and My Little Pony, that for Tony to do this style, which, you know, kind of looks like almost like a Jacob Phillips, but also like a Tony Fleece kind of, not animation, that's not the word I want to use, but it's a very nice technique he's using with this book that I think kind of tiptoes the line between being super realistic, but also remembering to keep it. And as I think Alex, he says a couple weeks ago, sex criminals, kind of like where it's supposed to be a real world, but also there's like other stuff that's fucking crazy. So every once in a while, it has to kind of allow for that flexibility. So
what's the book that we used to read? And they were both detectives, addicted to like cocaine. They had a dog named Pretzels. What was it called?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, the two
by buddy Nick Spencer.
Cop.
Nick Spencer's book.
That was good. It was it never came back either.
But that's what the art, like, the more I read the book, the more the art seems
to call it like the fix up fixer?
Yes, the fix.
The fix.
The fix.
I tell you what, guys. This new medication I'm on I've got memories back, baby. The fix, that was years ago. That pull, that would never happen with old Mormon. Yeah, I don't think they ever finished. That was Nick Spencer, right? Pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of how Morning Glories never finished a long time ago. And I think after that fix one, or like right towards it, he went over to Marvel and did a couple like events for them. If I remember correctly, he was doing.
I think
the,
he left it to go do Spider-Man. So
Spider-Man, but no, he also was didn't he do the Hydra Cap event?
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so he did. I think that's what killed the fix. So I don't know if we're
He's still out there.
He's still out somewhere. You know what? I bet you anything he showed up in some book that we just don't read. And he could be dead for all we know. So after this show, I'm going to actually Google and see what happened to this motherfucker. You know, and next week I'll present a case of the missing files of HydroCap. But who knows where he is. So there you go. There's that book there. Also, I was kind of looking to, without naming any kind of spoilers, because we're going to talk about it here the week of Thanksgiving, but going back and reading Donnie Cates' kind of Venom for no particular reason. But also, I just was kind of looking back and being like, I should go back and read that. The King in Black. Was it The King in Black? That's what it's called? That storyline?
Believe so.
King of Black?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I remember reading, and then when he... Eventually, I dropped off. I can't remember if he left.
I mean, he did eventually leave.
I left after the King in Black storyline. Right. Like, I never made it to the Whatchamandinky. No. The actual event.
Oh.
Because we hung on to it so long.
Yeah, there was like a Venomverse kind of thing.
I like Venom. Venom's great. But I'm one of those people that was too much black goo in my life, and I didn't need that.
There we go. By the way, speaking of black goo, update on my son's progress in that game. He just finished a part where there's a lot of black goo, and you're trying to rip it off somebody. So he's in a nice spot for a kid, and he's doing pretty good. Every time I watch him, I was just like, you know what? I guess I was that age when I started really getting into games, so.
Yeah, just think about when he's an adult and his Spider-Man game that he'll have someday.
Goddamn. Ooh,
baby.
That'll probably be a Ghost Spider game. Who knows? Maybe one of those other characters. Maybe a Spider-Verse game. Maybe they try that.
It'll be Miles' grandson.
There we go. Miles 2. That's what they're going to call him. That's going to be his name, Alex. Miles 2. Like, so that's what you do when you name your kid. You always have to name it something 2. So all my kids are Marvin 2, Marvin 3. So that way we don't get confused.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I actually did. There's somebody that I know that she has 3 sons, and they all had the same first name. So
what?
So they go by their middle names to distinguish, but also like, why didn't you just call them their middle names then? You know what I mean?
That seems complicated.
Like Alex.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to crack into that because that just sounds ridiculous.
Alex, what your middle name read is Anthony?
Yes.
And Garrett over here, it's Kaler?
Yes.
So can you imagine if we were all named Alex and you would go Kaler, you would go by Kaler, because otherwise you can't just call you Alex because then who are you talking about? And then we get Anthony over here and you got, you know, Alamiro.
Yeah, way too confusing.
Anyways. Let's not get confused about this, though. WednesdayComics.com is the website. Go there, subscribe to the show, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any kind of podcaster, podcatcher of your choice. Though, you know what? I was saying last week, they come and go, Alex. Some of the big boys, they stick around. And while you might not like their interface, some of these small ones kind of dip out, like Mr. Stitcher. But he wasn't really that small. But he... I think he flew too close to the sun too fast, Garrett.
Like Icarus.
Yeah. They tried all this stuff with like premium and making stuff behind paywalls, and I guess people decided, you know. The best thing about podcasts are no charge. No charge for that. WednesdayComics.com, go there. Subscribe to the show. Also go there for our merch page, and you can also go back and listen to the archives all the way back to episode 1. I probably wouldn't recommend starting in episode 1, but you can go back there. And actually Spotify added something recently where you can pin an episode to the top, be like, listen to this one first to kind of get a vibe for the show. So I will be pinning one up, when I figure out what that vibe is, which episode to put up there. But, at Wednesday Comics on the X Twitter, at Garot2188 and at the AP Keaton. I know on a lot of articles I see, they say X, formerly known as Twitter, because if they just said that's on X, people would be like, I don't know what you're talking about. So good job there. Good job there, Mr. EM.
Yeah, x.pornhub.net.
Well, there was actually, it was actually getting, what was the thing that I was thinking about? He actually got blocked by a lot of firewalls because it does start with X, and they just, in firewalls as a general rule, was like, nothing good starts with X. So they just blocked everything that was just like X.com, XX.com. And now he, you know, that's how you lose $20 billion, Alex, if you ever want to learn from the best. $20 billion, not million, not even quarter, I mean, 100 million. Billion.
It's a lot of zeros to lose.
If he just gave you that money, Alex, you would never be able to spend in your lifetime. That's the kind of money this motherfucker.
He would try.
At home playing Spider-Man all the time.
That's the kind of shit that he fucking lost by switching. Actually, there was a bunch of stuff, but I'm going to say the biggest thing was changing that name for no fucking reason. Anyways, go there. Obviously, I don't use it that much anymore because of the way I'm saying this, but I do use it every once in a while. And then Facebook. That's even a worse situation. Facebook, because I'm not even on there. Or you can find us on... nope, that's it. I feel like we're on the third one. Are we not? No, we're not. Visit our sponsors, RootsOfTheSwampThing.com. RootsOfTheSwampThing.com. This is Avatar the Green, baby. You know, the green's kind of dying out here as we get into the winter seasons. But don't fucking forget, Alex, Southern Hemisphere. You know, it's summer down there, baby.
More importantly, you can bring the green into your house the closer you get to Christmas.
That is true.
We've seen Swamp Thing travel to space on a space station being a Christmas tree. So, and it can happen.
But do you get in trouble for cutting down the tree, though?
I've been in space, but...
There you go. Let them into your heart, a little wreath, a little tree, whatever it be, but it's RootsOfTheSwampThing.com is the website where you learn about this Avatar of the Green, Mr. Alec himself. Or you can go to RainbowComicsAndCards.com, RainbowComicsAndCards.com for your comic book needs, cards, and collectibles. Go there if you want to, you know, I said this a while back, and I just got to reiterate that watching people open packs, even though I have no interest in whatever they're actually, like, I wouldn't want those packs myself, but watching people open it, you do get a little charge. So, you know, go there and buy some packs yourself and open them up. Maybe some Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, whatever you want, Alex. NFL, NBA, NHL. You can also go there and get some comic books as this local man, as you stated, Alex, get number six, get the gold, and make sure you got this in your collection because I'm smelling a winner. Smelling a winner. So... Is that it? Is there anything else? Nope, that's it. That is it. You know, guys, nice little tight one here. Enjoying the local man. I'm trying to parse through. Alex, what I said meant what I don't know what to play next. I got certainly a lot of shit on my plate. As you stated, you're like, I got too much. But I'm just saying I can't decide on one thing. It's kind of like that with me in the comics right now. All right, there's a couple things I want to read, and I've been doing a lot of kind of backtracking on this stuff, and not really feeling a vibe for it yet, so we'll see. We'll see. That opening song, by the way, is in that Spider-Man 2 game, and you better believe my ass with that, and then the finale cried almost about Lake Erie-size pool of water. So, I don't know. Is that big, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, for your human eyes to put that much, yeah, it is.
Here we go. For Wednesday Comics, my name is Lake Erie.
I am Alex.
I'm not a lake, but I'm Garrett.
Hey, everyone, keep swimming and turn those pages, just not at the same time.